President, while we fully support the advancement of human rights globally, it must be conducted with full respect for national sovereignty and without imposing external agendas. Currently, only a select few countries in this council are consistently targeted by country-specific mandates. These mandates are often politically motivated and undermine rather than advance the genuine protection of human rights. Many of us subjected to these mandates also face the burden of illegal unilateral measures. It is perplexing why these realities are not met with greater concern or outrage by states within this council. Such politically motivated actions erode trust and undermine sincere efforts towards progress. We reaffirm our unwavering commitment to the principles of human rights and the indispensable role of international cooperation in advancing these values globally. In the same breath, we stress the importance of ensuring that human rights mechanisms are inclusive and equitable, particularly for developing nations. We believe this council must intensify its efforts to address global inequalities, advocate for the right to development, and champion fair global economic policies that prioritize the need of developing countries. The human rights bodies and mechanisms must be tailored to address these pressing issues. In this context, we call on the Council to recognize the unique vulnerabilities faced by our countries and adopt a more nuanced, context-sensitive approach to human rights monitoring and enforcement. Mr. President, we wish to also express our concern over certain reports issued as press releases by country-specific mandate holders, which do not appear to align with their official mandates. It is vital that the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights maintains its credibility by adhering strictly to its established mandate. We respectfully urge the High Commissioner to preserve the integrity of the office in this regard. Lastly, Mr. President, Eritrea remains steadfast in its commitment to upholding human rights. However, we emphasize that this council needs to do better. In light of the current global circumstances and the toll that it's having on populations, the path forward must be different and built on genuine international cooperation. The Human Rights Council has a unique role to play, and it is not to be taken lightly. I thank you.
I thank you.